Chesapeake Bay officials elected Governor Josh Shapiro to lead a regional agreement to help clean and restore the waterway. From our news partner, WITF, Jackson White reports the first-time Democrat will take the reins at a tumultuous time for the 40-year-old partnership.
Governor Josh Shapiro says he's going to break Pennsylvania from its history of taking a back seat to Chesapeake Bay conservation.
Pennsylvania is back in the game, and we are all in when it comes to the Bay.
The group Shapiro will lead failed to meet many of the goals it set for its members more than 10 years ago, like cutting pollution and boosting wildlife along the watershed. But members extended the group's deadlines to meet its goals to 2040. Some environmental groups are criticizing the new plan as being unambitious, but many say they're hopeful Shapiro's leadership will help push the group to act more quickly. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
The Clay Studios Claymobile, a ceramics class on wheels, is bringing clay making to seniors across Philadelphia. Tessa Kennemer, the Clay Studios' community engagement manager, said that working with clay can be therapeutic for older adults.
We work with a lot of arthritic participants, so figuring out projects that will allow them to still express themselves creatively, find really tangible and fruitful ways for them to organize their day and make something beautiful while still having that barrier.
The Claymobile hopes to make ceramic making accessible to older adults without them needing to buy their own supplies or have their own kilns. And in sports, the Philadelphia 76ers demolished the Washington Wizards 121-102 last night as Tyrese Maxey poured in 35 points, including 20 in the third quarter. They play the Golden State Warriors tomorrow. And the Flyers host the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7. Today you can expect sunshine and chilly weather. It's about 38 degrees now, warming up to about 42 by early afternoon. Clear skies continue into the evening with temperatures sliding back into freezing territory.